I am Beth Baker, and I own Running Evolution, and you are listening to the audio version of the Couch to 5K program. I want to let you know a few things before we go out and run. We'll go over what you need, the mental part, and first, the biggest, scariest part is over. You are here for help, and that's a great place to come from. Well done. Next, we're going to go over an equipment test. You got two legs? Check. Two arms? Well, that doesn't really matter. You just need the legs. Shoes. Do you have them? Great. Are they from like 1990 Carter administration?
My name is Jimmy Carter, and I'm running for president.
You're going to need new shoes. Sorry. And this one's just for the ladies. Go and get a good bra. You need to be supported, and no matter how big or small you are, go into a sportswear place and get fitted for a proper sports bra. It's so important, and it will help make you feel so much more comfortable. An extra thing that you could also pick up is a baseball hat. Keeps the sun out of your eyes and the rain out of your face. Good socks are important too, but not extremely vital right now. And this is for equipment, but it's much more important. Safety. We live in Seattle. It's really hard to see people, especially when it gets dark out and especially when it rains. So just make sure that you are seen. If you're running in a new place, make sure that you know your surroundings and let people know where you are. Make sure that you aren't in a place that makes you nervous and keep your eyes out on your surroundings. Okay, we are done with equipment. Some people say that running is 90% mental. For a new runner, that's half right. So why is your head stopping you? There's a thing called fight or flight. And it's been around since primal man was hunting and gathering. We still have it. It helps us figure out when to stay and fight or when to run away when we feel danger. Well, at least it did. Modern times, our body doesn't really need it anymore. You're really not in peril. You're not being chased by a saber-toothed tiger. Your head just doesn't know the difference. But when you start to run, that same button gets pushed and your head triggers your heart. And your heart starts to freak out, and all of a sudden, with only 6 steps in your run, you're gasping for breath. And that breathing isn't fun. You feel like you're gonna die, but you're not. Just do me a favor and look out for buses and cars. They'll take you down with saber-tooth tiger precision. Okay, action item. Get up and get your schedule. Go ahead. I'll wait. Get your iPad, your pencil and paper, whatever. I'll wait. Go ahead. All right. For the next few weeks, this is your priority. You. You are the priority. You running. You got it? Good. So now you are going to write down in your daily calendar that you are going to be walking or running for 25 minutes. Pick 4 days right now. This week. Go. You can squeeze your life around these appointments. Be creative. If your kids are in soccer, do laps around the field. Lunchtime at work. Get your dog into it. Get your family into it. Make it happen. The biggest opponent of running is your lazier alter ego couch potato self. I mean, it's mean to you. It will tell you all kinds of stuff. So picture that little fat potato if you hear a voice saying, you can't do this. You're too fat. You're too lazy. You're too old. Thank it for sharing and keep doing your work. I call mine Bob the Blob. He's quiet these days, but he used to be really noisy. And when I started, he piped up all the time when I was doing new stuff. He hates new stuff. Thanks for sharing, Bob. Another question you may have is where to run. Well, anywhere. You can go around your neighborhood in a park, school, track, playground. Since you're listening to me, make sure it's a safe location. No freeway running, please. Or a sketchy park at night. Let's use common sense, people. So that's it. You're going to do great. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. You totally have this. We're going to do great together.